Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're happy to have Andy McDonough with us, also from Home Street Bank. Thanks again for joining us, Andy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's always nice to kind of get, you're going to give us the 10,000 foot perspective of things, kind of what's going on in the industry. Well, maybe. Go up a little higher if you want to. knock yourself
out. We only get 10.
Yeah.
We're not even as high as a jet right now.
I just want to give everybody a quick disclaimer. You know, Andy, I really appreciate your input and your wisdom and everything, even if you are a Pack fan.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
you know what? Born and raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's okay. Part of the deal. It's in the
DNA.
No
wonder you don't sound like you're from Minnesota. Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right. Well, you know, we trust you anyway, so it's all good. Yeah,
I appreciate that. This town.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
All right. Well,
goodness. Okay. This is our short segment. Stay on track, mister.
So before the break, we were talking about sort of a overcapacity in the mortgage business. And what that's led to is a couple things. Number one is that we will probably anticipate, you know, some companies shuttering their doors or definitely layoffs have already hit, especially some of the bigger banks. I was in a transaction a couple of weeks ago, Reba, and midstream through the transaction,
I remember hearing about
this. The escrow company went out of business.
Yes.
Right. And this was a title company.
You know what's interesting is you told me that, and I was looking at listings for one of my clients, and that company was called out, and I was like, I wonder if should email the agent and let them know they are no longer around.
Yeah, well,
like, because as you said, or we were talking about earlier, houses are staying on market. So that agent who might have pulled preliminary title using that firm may not know they're not there anymore.
That's amazing.
It was a disaster. I mean, it was difficult for us because midstream,
I can imagine.
We had to completely change everything. And of course, then we found out that all the important title work had not been done on the transaction. It was a complex transaction.
Oh, that's a monkey mess.
Bank-owned home.
That's like a monkey at the zoo just throwing the feces at you.
It was a mess. And so fortunately, I will give a shout out. My good friends at Des Moines Escrow jumped in and saved the day on that transaction.
I have worked with them
cleared
before.
Cleared title in about 48 hours, which was amazing. So they did a great job on it. I'm super happy.
Awesome.
With that team there. I mean, this can happen right now. So we are going to see probably this year maybe some additional downsizing possibly.
Well, I'm watching people who are at mortgage brokerages moving to the big banks again. Mm-hmm. Even though I know you're saying that there's a potential of layoffs, I'm watching folks who, like a year or two ago when they were like, oh, we're all fat and happy, and you know they were moving over to greener pastures, so to speak, suddenly I'm like, oh, look at my LinkedIn. I'm supposed to congratulate somebody for going back to that bank he left before because, let me guess, he used to be fed like a little baby bird, and he leads that he had his opportunities because he didn't know how to do the job correctly.
Yeah, there can be that out there. Well, I mean, what are you seeing, Andy? So,
yeah, I mean, our business has become more difficult and complex, which means it's become more expensive to do the same business that we used to.
Right.
Like we talked about, you know, the rules and the laws and the compliance.
Oh, yeah.
And
TRID
alone.
Disclosures
and
the reason I drink.
That's what TRID stands for.
TRID equals drink in some way, huh?
Yes.
But yeah, it's true. I mean, it's become more expensive and you have all these variables that go in and spit out whether you're making money or you're not making money. And a lot of companies are realizing that the normal seasonality that we count on in most years, meaning Q4 and Q1 as a whole is slower. Obviously, there are pockets where it's more or people are busy, but as a whole, it's slowed down in Q4.
Right.
And it's expected to be slow in the Q1.
But when you say that, is that on purchase or is it because of purchase and refi? Yeah,
great point. Because rates have gone up and everybody pretty much locked in a really low interest rate on their refinance.
If they were smart.
Options. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a life event where they have to move or there's a divorce or some other something.
Right. That's a life event.
They're not gonna touch that low 30-year fixed rate.
No.
And so there aren't any refinances. And, you know, we've always been a purchase mortgage lender where we have self-sourced originators that go out and earn the relationships and earn the business in the communities mm-hmm. that we're working
right.
and serving. But, you know, there are still companies that did a lot of refinances and that was their main focus.
Yeah, was their bread and butter. And now the butter has gone bad.
Even in a high refinance market, we were still probably, 60%?
Oh, at the most.
Maybe 50-50. In a high refi time?
Yeah, 50% yeah. purchase.
Well, I know last year I audited you myself and mm-hmm. said, how much business did you have this year and how much of it was mm-hmm. with me?
Right.
And it was significant.
Yeah, it was.
It was very significant.
Thank you very much.
Just a little reminder as you might be picking out any Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Maybe not.
Well, but... I would say it's like 85 to 90.
Hey, you know that Italian wine that we bought? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Good stuff.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Ruggiano is fantastic.
85% of the amount of business we're doing today is purchase business.
How much?
85 to 90%.
That is a very high number.
It's a big, big shift in the market. Yeah. So let's say you're a loan officer with, I don't know, ABC Bank. And you're used to doing 50% refi, 50% purchase. Actually, a lot of those loan officers are maybe 70% refi, 30% mm-hmm. purchase.
Yep.
Take away the 70 and they're struggling. Hungry. They're hungry.
They're
struggling.
Hungry.
Yeah.
The MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, mm-hmm. the national entity, mm-hmm. is forecasting that we're going to do about the same amount of business as we did last year in 2018 mm-hmm. or this year mm-hmm. as we will in 2019. Now, if you had, even if it's 35% or 40% of last year's business was refinance activity mm-hmm. because rates were lower
right.
and there's still a lot of refinances happening in the first half of the year,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that's not going to happen next year.
Right.
So purchases will go up slightly to make up for that loss of refinance business.
Right.
Yeah.
But those companies that had a high percentage, they could lose half their business.
Yeah. Well, so... I'm going to throw this out there as I try and always look at the positive in these things because I can imagine how that is going to be negative and there's going to be people that may have to be moved out of the industry and I never like to see that people have to lose jobs. But here's my thing about as an industry professional, focus on professional. In my world where there's 1.3 million agents and a lot of them are hobbyists and 43,000 of us do the lion's share of the business that's out there and are true professionals. I kind of relish the opportunity to clean it up.
Cull the herd a little bit.
We need a lot of culling because when you look online and you see how people talk about the industries, right? The frustration of the consumer is that they walk in expecting this person to have some level of knowledge base, right? And the thing is this is a self-reporting industry. It's also, you know, it's entirely up to you for your self-education. I believe you have to be a student of your industry. That's why I'm in the industry, not just shy of 16-year anniversary, and I've got 30 years of educational experience
right, it all adds up.
In
Absolutely.
This industry. And that's the thing that is frustrating is, and Washington State is at the high end. If you go to Kansas where my mom does business, I have to do 30 hours every 2 years for relicensing. My mom has to do 12 and she sees it as a burden. I do 35 to 90 hours a year, which is why I've surpassed her in my knowledge of the industry. And I also do more transactions than her. So just by general experience, I mean, I have people who are like, well, someone's been in the business 20 years. I'm like, ask them how many transactions they do annually.
There you go. Andy,
then you're going to get a different answer.
Yeah. Final thoughts for what we can expect.
Well, yes. Like you, Reba, I don't wish ill will upon anyone.
No.
But
professionalism is key.
But we are always on stage every minute of every day in what we do and how we take care of our customers and our business partners and our communities.
Right.
And so the good will get better during this time frame, which I am proud mm-hmm. of, and I am happy to be a part of that. I wake up every morning and I read, you know, a half an hour to an mm-hmm. hour of industry news with my cup of coffee and my dog mm-hmm. and my fire. You know, the fireplace is on. That's where I get my learning and my
even
education.
In the summer with the dog. That's
no.
kind of okay.
The dog's hanging out.
Dog's
Shout
there all
out
the
to
time.
Cusco.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, the good will get better. And we have a great responsibility here. And we'll continue to provide a great service.
Fantastic.
Well, I really, really appreciate having you on with us today, Andy. Thank you again so much for joining us. And hope that was enlightening for all you listeners out there.
Yes.
Join us every Saturday, 2 to 3 o'clock, Open House with Team Reba. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.